Do you know what? It was unbelievable. The only downside, I'll be honest, was that the PR company wouldn't give us an interview. And the difficulty we had was it was on the BBC and we're a commercial radio station, and he was just so busy, and then he was ill, and we, believe me, we tried every single angle that we could.
So you spoke to school friends or family, or was there any way around that?
There wasn't really any way around it other than just to find people that knew the guy. And again, because you could work out where he lived, but of course we don't have the manpower to actually go and stake out something like that. But what we can do is obviously we can own him on the television. And so that's what we did. And of course, from the beginning, it was a bit of a surprise to us that actually he won it. But of course, when he didn't go into work for the first day because he was ill, that was the time to go and stand outside his house and see if you could get a comment. Obviously, we didn't, and we didn't work like that. But sometimes it's just a question of planning and resources, you know, yourself. It's just a question of who you've got and what's going on at the time. But, you know, we have a lot of celebrities that listen in this area. I mean, one of the biggest stories at the moment was Sarah Harding from Girls Aloud has bought a house in Princess Risborough. So that's in our area. David Jason lives near Chequers, so he's been in voicing adverts. Pauline Quirk is coming in this afternoon, actually, to voice an advert for us. So,
and was it who lived in Gerrard's Cross? Was it Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, or was that?
Yes, it was. And Jamiroquai lives somewhere around there as well. There's quite a lot of celebrities around here. I'm not saying for a minute that they listen to us, but there's. You never know, and you never know who's listening at any time, so you just have to provide what you think the service is that they'll want to listen to, and that's it with our other listeners. So when I'm talking to the presenters, it's just about making sure that you stay relatable, because, you know, I will always mention, for example, when the A413 is bad because I drive a Metro, if it's bad because of rain, it's like going out Alton Towers ride every day, because that's relatable. And other people know that the A413 is a nightmare. It's a lovely road normally, but if it gets water on it, you're just aquaplaning. And other people are relating to that because they've either got to do the drive, so they need to know what the weather's like, or they just realise that I am just a real person. Just a real person that happens to have a great job, and I'm very lucky. But the good thing from my point of view as well is that when I'm teaching other presenters is they can hear me doing it. Because it's not therefore do as I say, it's do as I say and as I do. Because I go on air and hopefully do what I want, and then they can copy it, or if they don't get what I mean, they can just hear it. And I have to perform every day as well, from that point of view, so that not only do we get a good show to the listener, but also other presenters can, you know, follow that lead. And when we take new people on, it's very important that they get it, in inverted commas, it being what we're trying to do, what we're trying to achieve, why we're trying to do it, why we say certain things. You know, you'll have heard me today say coming up in the next 15 minutes. That's because I want people to listen longer. It's not rocket science.